the new AZUnit.com studios. This is the Big Red Radio, 98 KUPD, Tempe, Phoenix.
All righty, it is Rock Wars is upon us. I believe I won last week with my friends from Foreigner. Look up Lou Gramm just for fun. Lou Gramm 2017. He's not looking good. This week, it's going to be the obvious thing. I think the city is dropping a legend. I made the point earlier that I think that Shane Doan, who I admire quite greatly and think is a fantastic addition to our city for the past 20 years, started with the Quebec Nordiques, who became, or was it the Jets? Which one were it? It was
Jets.
The Jets. Yeah, the
Jets.
Winnipeg Jets. I always get confused. He was at Jets, moved to Phoenix. He's been part of the franchise the entire time. Monday, the Coyotes said, Shane, if you want to be part of the team, it's not going to be on the ice. You're going to be in the front office. Shane said, no, thank you. I want to play some more. He's a 40-plus-year-old man. Coyotes are trying to rebuild, and it's time for Shane Doan to go. So, fans, I understand I'm getting in arguments on email with people saying, he's an ambassador to the team. He's being treated terribly. I'm like, if he was an ambassador to the team, he'd recognize what was best for the team right now, and that is not signing men in their 40s. So I stand by the Coyotes, and it's time to say, because he deserves it, a tip of the cap to Shane Doan, Captain Doan, Captain Coyote. He is going away, and he needs to shut his mouth and tell everybody that it is a great decision that the Coyotes are making and that he can move on and be an adult. But him saying he doesn't think it was fair, he doesn't want it to be, he didn't want it to be this way. He should shut up until he's retired and then start mouthing off.
Maybe he wanted that one, you know, the last season where he'd do his farewell to all the different...
You're too old. You're being selfish.
Wait a minute now.
Selfish.
In hockey, it's different. A lot of players play into their 40s.
That's right. And he's not
Chris
playing
Chilio
well enough.
Chris scored 33 goals in his...
That's okay. If Shane, 40, Doan, if Shane Doan had 15 goals last year and 38 assists and was kicking ass and the team was winning, that's great.
You got some.
Chris Chelios did it. The Blackhawks had a lot around him. And I'm not saying he's done as a hockey
on Detroit.
Okay, I'm not saying... Yeah, they were winning. I'm not saying that this is a man who's finished in hockey. He's just finished in hockey here. Here in Arizona, they don't need to rebuild starting with a 40-year-old face of the franchise.
Sure.
Time to go.
I totally agree with that.
Time to go.
I'm just saying that...
Sure, you know, they can play.
He could go for another couple years.
And that's what I'm saying. But he can't do it here. I'm not saying the man's legs are shot. I'm not saying he's terrible. I'm saying that the Coyotes can't use him. And as an ambassador of the team, he needs to shut the f*** up, say thank you, move on, get his cup somewhere else. And then if he has a gripe later and say, I didn't like how it ended here, then say it afterwards. But right now, if you're an ambassador to the team, you recognize what they're finally trying to do, which is scrap it and start over. And it's no time to pay a 40-year-old. If they were winning, you could keep him on. They're not. He's doing nothing to help the team advance. So time to say goodbye to Captain Coyote, who I do admire greatly. But I wish he would have shut his mouth and just said, it's a business and this is the way things go. I will live in Phoenix for the rest of my life. I'll be part of the Coyotes forever. I'm just going to spend the last year or two somewhere else. That would have been the easy PR statement instead of saying went down poorly. I didn't like how it was handled. No, there's no need to say that. None. So goodbye to Captain Coyote, who, by the way, and I know there aren't a ton of hockey fans in this city, has been an amazing ambassador to this town through a sport that you may or may not know. He's the only reason the Coyotes have had a positive image despite all the garbage that's gone on. Shane Doan has always been the shining example. So a nice tribute song as well as a shut the f*** up and get out song. So somehow or another, if they've managed to write a song that is I like you a lot, but get the f*** out of here. There you go. One of those. Of course, Pantera, Metallica, Slayer, and Nine Inch Nails Closer, all banned from Rock Wars competition. If you want to help out, Holmberg at 98kupd.com. You can throw it over on Facebook. You got all sorts of options out there to text 97936. We'll get them out there, and we'll find out who wins Rock Wars coming up next. Smack song actually works for this topic. Whatever. Doing the best I ever did. Go away! That's a song for Shane Doan. And I'm standing up for the Coyotes franchise saying good job, saying Shane Doan quite. I got an email that says, John, it's not the why of how they got rid of Shane, it's the how they got rid of Shane. I'm sure you'd be pretty pissed if KUPD told you at first watch at a breakfast place before you could even order your food that your contract would not be renewed because they're wanting to go another direction. Oh, and it was Larry to tell you, and Tripp was nowhere to be seen. I get that he's old and could stand in the way of somebody else getting on the squad, but they could have done a press conference or something in his honor. Could have. They didn't. They chose to tell him before the breakfast order, just in case he's like, I don't want to eat breakfast with you guys. How do you do that? You tell a guy, look, and they offered him
and
a job.
We don't know exactly how it went.
That's the problem I have. If you're an ambassador to the team, keep all your internal strife internal. You don't like the way it was handled? That's fine. Just say, Coyotes made a decision. I'm going to play another year. It's been an amazing run, and I'm not leaving. I'll be back in Phoenix, no problem. Then bitch later when it's all over. But if the team's trying to make the right moves as the ambassador and face of the franchise for so many years, you don't make them look bad just because your ego got bruised. That's all I'm saying. And Doner's a good guy. And maybe they could have handled it better, but we shouldn't. We don't know the details. A 20-year run, you don't blow that up.
Yeah, maybe it was brought up during the season sometime. Maybe
look, they tried
last year it was brought
tried to
up.
Trade him three times. There were no takers. No, you know, it's a 40-year-old man. And hockey doesn't work the way it used to. 40-year-old guys don't play in the speed game like they did when you could bash guys around. So, but he's still been a great asset to the city and will continue. He's a good dude. Now, shut your mouth. A goodbye, farewell song to Shane Doan and the situation that surrounds him. Brady, I'll start with you.
All right. He is a good dude. He is an ambassador for the game of hockey.
Yes.
And he has done a lot of things here in Phoenix. He's had a great run. I think the Coyotes could have, maybe they could have announced it or told him in a better fashion. I don't know how that went down. But the song I would choose is You Want the Best for the Doner.
Right.
Wherever he goes. Randy Newman, you've got a friend in me.
Oh, that's it.
Saying goodbye.
It's Phoenix telling Shane.
Yeah.
We'll always be here for
You'll
you.
You'll be miles away.
Yeah. Now shut up and go play somewhere else.
Even if he signs with, like, the Ducks or
yeah,
somebody.
What if, yeah, yeah. You'll hate him if he goes to the Kings when or the Ducks or something like that. Yeah. Rough
ahead when we play, he's still going to be a friend off the ice. Warm
bed. Nah, I don't like that. You just remember what your he's abandoning the team, and he's doing it with a big fat baby fit.
I would say he's abandoning the team.
He's abandoning the team. He is.
No.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, I wouldn't put it that
way. He's abandoning the team. Emotionally, he's abandoning the team. He's got the Coyotes first mentality, and then when they say something he doesn't like, he craps on them publicly. That's abandoning the team. But Brady will be friends with them no matter what, just like Luis Gonzalez. Traitor.
Good guys.
Yeah, great guy.
Brady's not a fan of really
that's
any
right.
hockey.
That's right.
You know, Coyotes, I guess, would be your team to an extent.
Would
right?
it be?
But
no, I'm not really.
You're not really into hockey.
Hockey so much.
Yeah. You don't care what happens in hockey at all.
No, I enjoy watching, like, you know, like that.
You were
watching
Captain
the finals.
Whiteout.
Yeah, you were a mascot.
I enjoy the playoffs just like I enjoy the playoffs in NBA, but I don't follow the season.
You don't care. But it's not, who cares who wins, loses, right?
Yeah.
All right. Eric, go right ahead.
I'm coming at this from a different point of view. I like hockey, and I get that he was an ambassador and blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
And I'm a Blackhawks fan, and I don't really give a crap.
Yeah, you're glad Doner's in trouble.
So,
the team is struggling.
Yeah, whatever. It's fine with me. The only thing I kind of wish is that they'd get back to the playoffs so the Hawks could play him, because we owe them a beating.
Last time that they played in the playoffs, the Coyotes whomped them. But they've won a cup since, the Blackhawks, so it doesn't really matter.
So that's okay.
Yeah.
But so my point of view, I don't really care. So I picked Royal Blood, Lights Out.
Nice.
You're not so hard to forget with all the lights out.
That's right. Just turn your lights out, Shane Doan. Power's off. Time for you to go. Great song. Eric loves Blackhawks. Eric loves Blackhawks. Great song. I like that. Royal Blood.
That prick, Paul Sura, had to send me a text about Marian Hossa's skin disorder.
Yes.
Yeah. Real classy there, Paul. Real classy guy.
Well, he just made a comment in the hallway that he thinks that Torres 5 years ago knocked the skin off of him and he had to grow back some new disease.
Yeah. So that's why I don't care about your stupid Doner.
That's right.
Dick.
And that's what fanaticism and passion and fandom are. Again, recapping before we get to mine. Eric calling people many names along the way, turning the lights out on Shane Doan. Brady, you've got a friend in me. It's a dichotomy of choices. Mine, however, is just a salve to the entire situation. Both sides can learn from this. One has already done it, and I think that's the Coyotes' front office just saying, look, this is the way things are. This is how things are going to be. We hope that you understand it. Shane Doan, it's the advice I give you. From the movie Frozen, because, you know, ice. Let it go, both sides. Just cut him, let him go. And Shane, you let it go too. Adina Mentetta Menzel.
Really?
That's right.
My daughter's really excited right now. She's
let
like,
it go! Put the screen up on the first game with Doan there and just have him skating around and tell all the fans, let it go. He did nothing. You've got no trophies. You've got nothing to show for his 20-year career. Let it go. He's nothing to us.
This is Rock Wars, John.
Rock Wars. Great song.
I gotta hear this enough at home.
That's right. Because you rage to it. Never bothered me anyway. The cold never bothered me anyway. Well, get out of our city, Shane Doan, and shut your trap on the way out.
Nadine Dizel.
We'll welcome you back.
Mantel. I think it's Mantel.
Yeah. Johnny Mantel. Controlled me. Can't get to me at all. It's time to see what I can do. This is for you, Shane. Spread your wings and get the hell out of our city. And shut your mouth on the way out.
Awful I don't see, pick, John.
I don't see any banners hanging from the arena. Glorious pick, Eric. Frozen. It's awful because you can't tell your daughter no. To the rest of us, it's great stuff. Ah, I want to play it anyway. I'll play it either way. Those are your choices today. Randy Newman's You've Got a Friend and Brady. No matter what you do, you could kill a man. Brady would still think you're a good guy, Shane Doan. Eric chose Lights Out by Royal Blood, and I chose Idina Johnny Menzel. Let it go from the Frozen soundtrack. Fans, team, and Shane alike take the advice to
platinum
let it go.
Selling.
Let it go. Yeah, biggest song in like the last 48 years. Statistics don't lie. There you go. You vote now. 260-9800 is the phone number. Holmberg at 98kupd.com. Facebook. 97936 is our text line. Text the word WARS, 97936. And we will find out who wins Rock Wars next. Goodbye, Shane Doan. 98KUPD in the middle of Rock Wars here, enjoying our run through with Shane. Now, Brady, I'm just cementing my position. I was being nice about it now, but I've gotten a couple emails from people who said, this one says, John, how dare you talk about Shane Doan this way? You don't know what you're talking about with Doaner. He's not abandoned the team. The most actual knowledgeable hockey fans understand and agree with this as a good hockey move, but he earned a different way of handling it. A piss-poor way by Barraway in the upper office. Unfortunately, this was posturing for leaving the Valley in the next few years, and I say, I've had it with all the arguing. Get him out of this town. I don't even like Doan now. What is the one common link?
You're no good to me.
What is the one common link to the Coyotes and failure over the past two decades? Shane Doan has been part of the team. Maybe cutting him loose will finally kill this black cloud that's chased this franchise around since they moved here.
It's removing the cancer?
Yes. This tumor known as Shane Doan has finally been cut free.
Uh-huh.
Don't argue with me about this. I'll take a position just to piss you off.
I agree. Whatever.
The donor. Should have donated him a long time ago. Look at all those banners Shane Doan's responsible. Oh, yeah, none. So many memories of cup run. Oh, yeah, wait, none. One.
If this was in football, he would have been gone a long time ago.
Years ago.
You're not helping the team.
That's right.
Get out of here.
Well, I think we'll be all right coming in last place next year without your six goals.
Captain.
Oh, this really poorly handled, eh? I didn't even order my scrambled eggs quite yet, right? Get out of here, you loser. And take all those banners with you. Oh, you're already packed because you got nothing to hold? Bye.
You're a dick.
20 years of failing.
I would venture to say it's not all his fault.
He's the only one that's been there the whole time. Ownership changes. Personnel.
They got close.
Paul
they got
Schmalt, to the
coaches. Like, goaltenders.
He's been through it all.
Who's been here through it all? Him.
Got to the conference championship.
I hearken back to the days of Apollo 13 before I've seen somebody less successful than Shane Doan.
That's a change of fact that your song choice was awful.
That's brilliant, and that's proven by all the emails.
And I want to hear all these dudes that talk all this crap on the email still email in and, Chancellor, you're always
going
right.
Down the list. Going
my
down the
liege.
That's yeah, right. I like that guy.
Yeah.
Voting for Eric starts
I surround
the first
your
one.
Hole.
I've won the emails, by the way. It was a blowaway. 10-5.
What?
That was a huge blow.
Let me
11
see
to 5.
Those.
I'm reading them right now.
All right.
Eric won the phones 10-5-2. What do you got over there on the Facebookies?
Right now on text, John, you've got the lead by
thank you.
With 48%
not even
of the vote.
Are
you kidding me?
Yeah.
Eric and Brady are splitting the rest.
This is the stupid impression. He hasn't even done an impression all
look,
day.
And
people,
on Facebook, John's got Facebook with the lead over Brady.
That's right. People who didn't have lifelong STDs love the Frozen song. Just because you chose to give birth to a herpy and have it listen to it constantly.
If one parent voted
yeah,
for
that's the fun part of these
ridiculous.
Emails. I'm voting for Eric. Oh, I get this one. It says, be careful how you talk about Doan. You're going to piss off Gambit Ding Dong. Well, then it's a double win. Because if he thinks Doan got mistreated, then I know I'm on the right side of history. Everything he says is wrong. Remember David
walk
Freeze?
It down.
MVP, got it in my notebook. Freeze will be MVP multiple years in a row. I wrote it in my notes. Payway will become the number one and only restaurant in all of the world. They're going to dominate and take over all the others. I can swim through mountains. voting for Eric, this is an easy one. This one says, Brady, this will depend on where you end up, no vote. It's true, because if he does end up again on a rival team, you don't want to be friends. John, I understand your pick from the word of the song, but the song itself makes me want to stab my ears with an ice pick. Eric, as a fellow I Love Blackhawks fan, my vote is for you.
Thank you.
Get him out.
Who cares?
This one says, what the hell happened to Rock Wars, my friends? Chunks did a standard rose-colored Google search. A few keywords of the topic. How can I remain friends with Shane Doan in case he comes into Porkopolis? BS. Way to go, bro.
That's true.
Should have gone with the Lego song. Everything is awesome. You should just pick it every week. John, I can usually rely on you, but even this week you may have let me down. Maybe the Nuge was right. You're a Peter-puffing liberal. Let it go? I have PTSD because of that song. Goddamn kids. Eric, you clearly had the best choice, so I would happily vote for you, but let's get Ian up to number 3 by screwing Larry's ratings and play the song after 10. I'm going with Let It Go. I vote for you, John Scott.
What?
Congratulations, John. You've all stooped to new lows this week with your Disney Rock Wars featuring Woody, Buzz, and Elsa. I still can't vote for Eric, though, so I vote for you, John. I can imagine the cringeworthy face Eric's going to make when Let It Go just plays for a few minutes. Great work.
Just to spite me, yeah, they will vote for you and your crappy song.
That's exactly right.
That's how it works.
It's ridiculous.
On today's episode of Disney U Radio.
It was.
I don't really like the song you chose, John, but I really do love the song. So I vote for Let It Go, Let It Go. Oh, like the reason you chose, I see. John, you would have gotten my vote if you'd have picked the censored version. Good job by the little Irishman. I'm giving him the vote, but he has to play some ELO on his website. I'm just tired of going there and not getting any fix. That's true. You should probably add that in there just for...
I was thinking about picking ELO this week. I'll save it.
Leave it to Brady to do what sounds like a bad breakup to try to remain good friends with the girl after she leaves the organization so he can smash younger puss. Maybe win a cup. But just stay friends with her. I'm going with John because now that song is stuck in my head the rest of the day. And if it's stuck in my head, it's going to be stuck in yours. Thanks, Dick. No problem. Stupid topic. Stupid, awful music. My vote is for Eric. If we're going to keep it stupid, I'm voting stupid.
Now, wait a minute. How did you... You said you won the emails. It sounds like I got
I'm
most of
I'm picking and choosing the more entertaining ones. I'm going to go through the ones that just say, John. John. There's a lot. I can keep going if you want. There's a load of them in here.
I
don't care what you know. Look, I watch you answer the phones. Let's not get into it.
What did I do? Whoever's in the lead at the time, they win.
Right. I gotcha. It's all right. I'm a parent, and you've got my vote, John. Trip Reeb is emailed me something.
Why? He's in the other room.
He doesn't want to walk down the hall.
I don't know.
He's a busy man.
Email. Great choice again, Holmberg. You want me to fire him? Yeah. So there
know.
Is.
I don't think he would fire me over that. Rock.
Oh, he'd fire you at any chance, any time. I could snap my finger. I'd be like a genie.
If anybody deserves it.
I could be like a genie. All I have to do is wrinkle my nose. Is that the clue? Is that the go sign? Don't. No, I just had a sneeze.
I'm sure he's thrilled about your Let It Go selection.
Thrilled. John's just so clever and entertaining. When he seems like he zigs, he zags, and the audience right behind him. Erica, wish you'd zig off a cliff.
I'll get in line.
Yeah. Oh, no. There's a long people waiting to put that. Boy, if you stand by a cliff, I wouldn't want to be next to you. Whatever. You just shut her down. I think that's the end of that.
All right.
Come back.
20 years. Failure. It's like when people celebrate Tony Romo in Dallas. I don't get it.
Hockey's just a different animal.
I know, but
I mean, he didn't get so much on a quarterback's shoulders.
I know. He didn't do anything. But they still regale, like, oh, he's so amazing. Like, he didn't get you anything. You should be glad that you got a new
guy. You should blame GMs more in
totally
hockey.
Totally
ownership.
And you should
GMs,
really, Coyote fans.
He went through quite the turnstile.
You should blame every GM that came through Phoenix for not trading Shane Doan earlier. 20 years of failure.
And that's the real issue. Yeah. I mean, Doan didn't do anything. He was playing hard
right.
the whole time.
Clearly didn't do anything.
Selling the company line.
That's right. Stick with it. Anyway, shut it down, Slater. Who won? What do you got over there?
Which one you want?
Oh, give me all of them.
Oh, the results are the same.
John G, pick a number 1 through 6. Number 3 is today's choice, and that is the final call. It could
Again?
All come down to this.
Yes.
Two in a row with final call, 260-9800. You vote for the final call. Will it be Eric's choice, Royal Blood? Lights Out. Great song. Got to give him that. Will it be Frozen by Adelia Medelia? The song from Frozen, Let It Go. And, of course, Brady chose We Can All Be Friends, Can't We? Why Such Strife? By Randy Newman. And the phones will ring any second now as they've been choked out completely.
There you go.
Oh, is he on there now? Oh, okay, I didn't know he answered it.
Out here.
What do you got?
Boom for the Only Rock song, Eric.
All right,
yes,
Eric gets the win in the last minute, Cole, which I'm son of a bitch.
Finally, an intelligent person.
In an unprecedented move from high atop Camelback Mountain, I will speak and override today's vote. The winner is Adelia Medelia with Let It Go.
That's what the people want to hear.
That's right. Thank you, Trip. I appreciate that.
That was you. That was
what?
Trip.
He's torn down the fourth wall.
Oh.
What will we do now? The curtain has been drawn.
Show's over.
I'll give up your secrets, Holmberg. You try to screw
let's
me.
Let's get out of here.
Oh, no. Run.
I will give up all your secrets.
Oh, the pitchforks are coming. The Angry Hordes.
Oh.
It's a good song, though.
Hair broke.
Goddamn Royal Blood. Have you listened to the new record, by the way?
Yeah.
Pretty good. It's a poppy record. It's poppy. They went a little bit more of a pop rock, but it's really a solid sound.
I'm not like a diehard fan, but
it's good stuff. Cool. It's very listenable. The whole album all the way through is good. Reminds me of Queen of the Stone Age with a little bit of a bump. It's got a little pop to it. Queen sometimes has the Stone Age.
They're making a new album too, Queens of Stone Age.
It's good. Yeah, hopefully it's good because that'll be a nice little collection you got going for the year. Brady, entertain us before we load up and play the Lights Out song by Royal Blood. Congratulations, Eric. That's called classy winning, something Shane Doan's never known anything about.
Why are you piling on?
Because
Shane
it's making
Doan.
These people crazy, and I love that. I actually love, all I said was I love Shane Doan a ton, but these people are jumping on me. So I say, you didn't want to hear it. You didn't want to face the truth. Let's face the truth. There are no banners in his time. In fact, even go back to Winnipeg, where Shane Doan was first drafted, and the whole city said, get him out of here. Winnipeg said, we don't want Shane Doan. They knew at an early age.
So, John, all those Doan lovers, if this is the move that puts them in the finals, will they still be fans of the team? I think they'll forget about this.
I don't think it puts them in the finals to get rid of him.
No. They're just saying, what if the moves they make?
Oh, yeah, no.
Put them in the finals.
Yeah, if they win, no one will remember Shane.
Yeah, nobody thought the Predators were going to the finals.
Exactly.
Yeah, nobody's going to. It's true. It popped up out of nowhere. That's a good point. Brady, go ahead and entertain us.
Brought to you by Porkopolis Barbecue in Chandler and Scottsdale. The lovely brisket dip. French dip is the sandwich of the day. For lunch, $7 with fries. Daniel Day-Lewis has retired.
Again?
Yeah.
He retires after every movie.
He went through this semi-retirement 20 years ago. Became a woodworker and a cobbler.
After Gangs in New York, or what movie?
No. In 2000, he did it, right after, it must have been,
Helmet!
My Left Foot.
Merchandise! Frogs!
Yeah, My Left Foot, because he got an Oscar for that one.
Okay.
So then he went into his retirement, and Scorsese approached him in 2002
to be Bill the
Butcher for Gangs of New York.
Oh, What a role.
He's only done 6 movies in 15 years since then.
Yeah, and every one of them, he's spectacular.
Yeah, he's nominated for every one of them.
He's amazing. If you watch Gangs of New York, you really get a gauge
Oscars.
On that. That movie wouldn't be that good without him. If it was a different guy as Bill the Butcher. He's amazing.
So he's got one more coming out. It hits theaters on Christmas Day. Phantom Thread.
I don't know what that is, but I'll see it.
Lincoln, it's about the fashion world.
Lincoln was unreal. There Will Be Blood is just frighteningly depressing and so real it hurts.
And the guy that directed There Will Be Blood.
Is doing Phantom Thread?
Yep. Oh, Paul boy. Thomas Anderson.
I forgot that was a Paul Thomas Anderson. He's nuts. Yeah, the Daniel Day-Lewis is picking and choosing perfect. But man, that guy makes things better. Because even Lincoln can kind of get a little tedious.
It's boring.
But he's amazing. Like, you just stare at him. You're like, man, this guy's... It's Lincoln.
Well, that version.
What you mean?
Yeah, I mean, it's a different person.
He's not Daniel Day-Lewis.
No.
That is not the same dude. He's amazing. He'd be an impossible friend, though.
And what's amazing, too, is during the movie, the aging process that they did, too.
Yeah. I mean, it's Spielberg, so it's going to look the part. You still got to pull it off. Good makeup doesn't make it all work. That guy's unreal. Yeah, you wouldn't want to hang out with Daniel Day-Lewis.
That reminds me of the story.
Is that your Lincoln?
Yeah, that's my Lincoln.
I thought you were having a stroke.
That was Brady doing impression.
That was Brady Lincoln.
Yeah, thank you, Eric, because I didn't know what that was. I thought, no wonder he got shot.
Damn you, Eric.
Somebody put him out of his misery.
Sorry, Brady, I had to do it.
Was it Brady doing an impression, or?
Well, I think that's what that was.
I don't know what you're talking about. Lincoln was in here.
He's got a knack for him.
Actually, Brady does most of the impressions.
That's right. That's right.
There was a rumor going around that
Gal Gadot does actually that. Not the good ones. But he'll do them here and again. And then we have to ask, what are you doing? Are you okay? That was my impression. Stop it. Your lip is dripping. You're drooling.
There's nothing that I love more than when people kind of know.
Yeah.
That they
I tell them too. Who does the Brady voice?
Brady.
He does that?
Yeah.
Why would anybody else do a Brady voice? He's right there. Oh, man, that's great. So this childlike cartoonish Brady that pops up sometimes, you're not sure if that's him or not? Okay. I'm running with it.
So fun.
I didn't realize how...
16 years strong.
I didn't realize how powerful radio was, but when I did the April Fool's joke with Scott Weiland that one year, and it was back at the Zone, the days at the station I was at before, and all we did was a little Interstate Love song, first few minutes, and then pretend he fell into a big crate of carts, made this big cacophony, dropped out, had a firefighter, Bob Kahn, come down and say, well, he's evidently suffered from some sort of... he's intoxicated of something we haven't developed. People outside the station were so goddamn mad when it turned out to be a joke. And I'm like, guys, really?
That's great.
They went, like, there were 6 of them. But it was enough for me to realize this could be a very dangerous weapon I wield. I'm going to wield it.
Well, when we were calling, what were we calling, Sun City West early?
Oh, yeah, that was trouble.
Sean Connery for Purple Bread.
Yeah, it was calling about Purple Bread and... Some lady was worried that the collector was after her bills and wanted to sue us all. Oh, it was craziness. Glass-bottom boats, the submarine races. We can get away with a lot of stuff here.
Submarine races still
haunting.
Go down whenever we do the...
Highly requested.
And we should do it for the best of next week because it is haunting.
We did it on the previous
one. I don't care.
Okay.
Keep doing it
every time.
All
right, JG, there you go.
It's haunting.
HD TV antenna.
HGTV thing where you get
did that one too.
Yep. When they switched out, you had to have an
with
HD.
The foil on.
The nicest person that you got a hold of at the TV station.
Lick your fingers, put the blue one in your mouth, and plug the others in.
Was that a caller?
I don't know.
You had her doing that.
We're making people lick stuff. That's what I mean. Yeah, the submarine race still stands out to me. It's the most insane thing ever. Okay, go ahead, Brady. Finish up.
2 quickies. R.I.P. to Prodigy from Mobb Deep. He died yesterday, 42 years
old. That was code for something. I think we maybe... Do I have to crack one and then we can launch the
R.I.P. for Prodigy from Mobb Deep.
Yeah. He died yesterday.
Rest in peace for Prodigy from Mobb Deep.
Mobb Deep.
Mobb Deep. Okay. Thanks, player.
His rep says he was hospitalized with sickle cell anemia, but TMZ says he might have died after choking on an egg.
I was watching Channel 15's news on Sunday morning. I don't know how you choke on an egg. Pretty slippery.
I was trying to figure that one out.
Hard-boiled, perhaps? Or did he not crack it?
Get rid of the shells.
I know what was going on. He was practicing magic. You know when they do the dove and then he feels eggs out of his mouth like an airplane? The girl on...
Hardcore rapper.
It was a
hard-boiled rapper.
It was a granite egg.
Oh, that's it. Oh, it was like the egg from Risky Business.
Yeah.
I could see choking on that. The girl on Channel 15 on evidently Sunday morning was sickle cell awareness day in the whole country, and she skipped the cell part. So she said, "Well, we're celebrating sickle day here in the United States." And I'm like, "Oh my God! If the wrong viewer, because of Glass Bottom Boat Day, decides to go down to Hants Park for sickle day, dressed as death with sickles,
people and they're swinging sickles,
right? And there's a bunch of black kids who have just been diagnosed with sickle cell, or standing by the Denver is not for you tent." And there's kids walked around as death, and they're like, "No, there's hope. You're going to be fine." But death shows up at your festival? So irresponsible. Why is death here, Daddy? Because you got sickle cell, son. Denver is not for you. Let's avoid high altitudes. Hey, it's just booths that say, "Let's go lower and celebrate our sickle cell. Sea level's great."
Here's the last little nugget. Van Halen's former manager, Noel Monk, wrote a book about the band called Running with the Devil. And one of the stories he talks about, Eddie Van Halen was hit with a paternity suit in the early 80s. He told his manager he hadn't had sex with the woman. Then he asked if she could have gotten pregnant from giving him oral. He was in the mid-20s at the time.
Submarine races. His pineapple game was strong.
Breaking news, John. This just in.
Yeah.
We will officially be offering Shane Doan a contract.
What?
Signed, Phoenix Rising Soccer Club.
Oh, yes. That's right. Because they take all washouts. Now, you know what's good about it is they're not an arena, so you don't have to worry about hanging Shane's banners. The exact same amount of banners fly over the Rising Stadium that do the Coyotes. And who is to blame?
Shane Doan.
Looking back.
All you know, Shane Doan.
If it was a murder mystery, you'd be like, "Look, there's 20 different murders, one a year. And look at this picture I've got." You got the little magnifying glass over each. There he is. Here. He's here as well. Here
Doaner,
he is again the next
closet.
Year. He's in every photo.
He's Ray Finkel.
He's in every picture.
I just picture all the Coyotes fans out there right now. They're smoke
screaming.
Out of their
just screaming.
Shane Doan is my
you hold back?
Zero.
I'm just
all 300 of them.
20, yeah.
I've trapped 20 people. Brady's right. I mean, 20 people varying. It was a kind, gentle argument until people started yelling. And the best one is the last one I got that said, after I told him, "Look, Shane Doan is responsible for 20 years of failure. He's your captain. It happened on his watch." And he goes, "Now that's a funny response. I love you, but F yourself." And that's the way I want every one of my days
to
end.
This just went down. I don't, too soon for Brady to have known, but.
The Pope met Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Apparently, yeah.
I will break you.
So he says, "I need your shoes, your boots, and your motorcycle."
He meets the Pope.
Now that's how you say
shoes,
goodbye.
Your boots, your motorcycle.
Wow, that's a strange photo.
Needs to talk to him later. Got a couple of things I need to confess.
I have something I have to tell you about the maid.
I have people for that.
I want to tell you directly the things I've done are very bad. I need all powerful popery.
Is that hot brunette still standing behind me?
Seriously, if there's a woman behind me with a small Mexican boy, divert your eyes. Walk with me this way. I swear to God, I need hardcore popery. Things are not good for Arnold.
He gave the Pope a couple of cigars.
I'm going to pull out my penis right now. I need you to bless it because right now it's the dirtiest thing in my body.
You think a lot of people do that to the Pope?
What?
Like they'll just start confessing?
I think so. Those brainwashed knobs that made him.
Not too much in the greeting.
There's the Pope. We're about to shake hands. I'm f***ing the babysitter.
Oh, no.
I got 5 seconds with him. I got to hurry up. Get it all in.
My wife's here. I'm going to tell her.
Dominus Requiem. Hello. It's nice to meet you.
I fingered my cousin.
Oh, my God. It's just part of my day. That's what I do. Every day another guy fingers his cousin.
Just part of my day.
Just part of
10 Hail Marys.
How do you deal with it, Francis? It's just what I do.
Boy, if I had a nickel for all the cousins.
So many fingered cousins. This is a terrible group.
I was an altar boy. How much do you want?
I balled up like a potato once. I tried to suck my own.
Gold.
And it worked.
Bag of gold.
Bag of gold.
You just hanging out.
I was an altar boy. Stop right there. Bag of gold.
I told my mom it was mayonnaise in her bra cups.
Oh. I don't even know what that is, but gross. Bless you.
I think I'm disgusted.
I killed my brother.
That's a good one. That's real. You're going to hell.
That's it. We're all done. You guys have yourselves a hell of a day. We're going to do a little Lights Out for you by Royal Blood to get out of here. That's a good one. Larry's show's just going to skyrocket with this to start it all off. All done, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow in the Morning Sickness. So long.
The new ACUnit.com studio. This is the Big Red Radio. 98 KUPD, Tempe, Phoenix.